It's a bad time to be a frog. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans chapter 12 verse 2, Acts chapter 4 verses 31 to 33. There is a problem in America that will be extremely difficult to solve, if at all. This is because it's very complex, multidimensional, and many decades in development. Like the proverbial frog in the pot, most of her people are conditioned to enjoy the water until they are hard-boiled. From the New York Post, long-held values like patriotism, religion and community involvement are in retreat across America, according to a stunning poll released Monday, March 27, 2023. The Wall Street Journal, NORC survey found that just 38% of Americans say patriotism is very important to them, down from 70% who said the same in 1998. Slightly more Americans, 39%, placed the same importance on religion. Down from 62% who said faith was very important to them 25 years ago. The percentage of Americans who said raising children was very important fell to 30% in the new poll, down from 59% in 1998. Meanwhile, the share of Americans who valued involvement in their community as very important fell to 27%, down from a high of 62% in 2019, the last time the question was polled. One virtue long associated with liberals, a belief in tolerance for others, is now deemed very important by 58% of Americans. Down from 80% 4 years ago. For Christians clinging to their Bibles, the situation has now become, in a word, daunting. The following story exemplifies why our priorities have gone down the drain. Biden turns Christianity on its head, reads the headline from the Daily Signal. Although there are a staggering number of habeas corpora we could point to, this example may best illustrate how treacherous the situation has become. In Tyler O'Neill's commentary we read, gender ideology preys upon the young, convincing girls and boys that they were born in the wrong body and rushing them onto experimental drugs, hormones, and surgeries that will leave them stunted, scarred, and infertile. Yet the ostensible Catholic who currently occupies the Oval Office not only supports this horror but had the gall to condemn those who would protect children from it as sinful and cruel. Biden didn't address the horrific outcomes of transgender medical interventions, which Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' team highlighted in a gruesome, yet revealing, video responding to Biden. The president also didn't address the recent scandal in St. Louis, Missouri, in which a pro-transgender whistleblower claimed that a gender clinic rushed kids into medical transitions on extremely flimsy grounds. Continue reading this article here. It won't take long. Much of America is slowly realizing how sick and tired we've become from the tsunami of constant news and chatter about just one grim feature of our decay, transgenderism. But there is plenty more. People of faith, and most especially, Christians of every persuasion and denomination, should realize that the President of the United States is willing to use his bully pulpit to promote transgenderism using religious language. As he slammed the Florida Health Department's efforts that prioritize counseling over medical transitions for children. For Mr. Biden, here is the reality of the situation. The idea of using children as political pawns to advance a wicked ideology is simply outrageous. I've written about it before here, and here. Yet, there is some hope, possibly, that this trend to destroy our children might end before we are ushered into paradise, as evidenced by this headline that appeared March 22, online that reads, State issues emergency rule restricting inhumane science experiments on children. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey on Tuesday issued an emergency regulation on gender transition treatments to protect children from what he calls inhumane science experiments. Gender transition interventions are covered by existing Missouri law governing unfair, deceptive, and unconscionable business practices, including in administering healthcare services, according to the Missouri Attorney General's office. It was inevitable that young men and women, deeply regretting their decision to transition to another gender, are now detransitioning and speaking out. More than a few are suing the very people that enabled them to suffer the surgeries and drugs they were given, often requiring the consent of their foolishly enabling mothers and fathers. Detransitioner Chloe Cole announces lawsuit against hospitals for pushing her into medical mutilation. According to the lawsuit, at 13, Chloe Cole, pictured, was struggling with a multitude of mental health comorbidities, including anxiety, depression, pubertal struggles, body dysmorphia, learning disabilities, autism spectrum symptoms and concerns about being sexually abused or raped in addition to ongoing confusion regarding her gender, but instead of cross-sex hormones and mutilating surgery, she needed love, care, attention, and regular weekly psychotherapy, not cross-sex hormones and mutilating surgery. Promoting life as a transgender is particularly wicked when it targets children and juveniles. Targeting children while obsessing over deviant sex is nothing new. You are not to sacrifice any of your children in the fire. To Molech, do not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Leviticus chapter 18 verse 21 CSB. The exact origin of Molech, worship is unclear. The term Molech may have originated with the Phoenician MLK, which referred to a type of sacrifice to confirm a vow. Molech was their god. The Israelites combined the name of pagan gods with the vowels in the Hebrew word for shame, Besheth. The goddess of fertility and war, Astarte, became Ashtoreth. Molech could be interpreted as the personified ruler of shameful child sacrifice. With Ashtoreth, Molech's consort, ritual prostitution was a form of worship. In addition to sexual rituals, Molech worship included child sacrifice, or passing children through the fire. Idols of Molech were giant blazing hot statues of a man with a bull's head, with outstretched arms that led to a ramp into the hole in the statue. When a couple sacrificed their firstborn, he was placed in the statue's arms or in the hole. They then believed that Molech would ensure financial prosperity for the family and future children. Adapted from gotquestions.org. I believe there is more believers can do than bemoan the state of affairs we are living in. Making observations, probing the issues, and taking the temperature of the people in the room is all well and good, but this is a horrible strategy for winning a culture war. It's also of little use in winning others to Christ, of whom I'm confident is not pleased with any of this. Where do I start? Refuse to comply and conform. It is a sin against God to adopt and conform to the filthy cultural tropes of today as much as it was for the ancient Israelites. Speak out. There's no place where sharing the hope of our salvation is not an option. Yet, there is no shortage of excuses that work to prevent it. Educate your children. Begin by taking them out of the public school. Chloe Cole might have been spared the horror of a lifetime of pain and disability were it not for the sick influences in her life and her school. I've heard not all teachers are bad, but far too many comply. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more, with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. Philippians chapter 1 verses 9-10. Photo by Stephanie LeBlanc on Unsplash.